Chris Anthony Hamilton is a wonderful filmmaker. We are so excited and so honored to have him as part of the Rising Tides Charity Podcast. We hope that when you listen to some of the words that he talks about today, that you get a really good sense of his creative process. He's probably one of the most thoughtful and organized people that I've ever encountered. And he's a wonderful creator. And also, please go to our website, risingtidescharity.org. We're having a free webinar here in the very near future, and we'd love to have you be part of it. It'll be a chance for you to share and discuss your creative purpose and the challenges that you might be having in your life and how we can help you find that and get to where you need to be. So, again, thank you so much, and listen to this podcast with the incredible Chris Anthony Hamilton. Welcome, everyone. This is Winston with the Rising Tides Charity Podcast. As you know, one of our goals is to really focus on creatives here in the Atlanta community. We've said this every time that we've gotten together, and I make a joke that some people laugh at the fact that we can really potentially have a podcast every day in regards to all of the great people that are doing amazing things here in Atlanta. One of the things that we're focused on is making sure that you as a creative, so wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, you are a creative person and you have the creative ability within you, or you're already using it. And so when you're undergoing anything that's a challenge in your life and you have constrained yourself around your creative ability, our goal is to make sure that you understand that we are all here to support you and to allow you to do that. The person that we have on our podcast today is a gentleman that I've met recently, and I tell you, there's so many great people within the community, and immediately we felt a kinship, specifically around a focus on developing and executing. He is a phenomenal filmmaker. He does a host of other things, and we're on some initiatives together. He is just really, really something. I've been so impressed with him and his thoroughness, his diligence, his ability to really take what we do, the creative world that we are in, and to really operationalize it. So he's been fantastic. So with that being said, I want to introduce Chris to the podcast. Chris, say hello to the audience.
Hey, everybody. So thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here and chat with you today.
It's great, Chris. The introduction that I gave of you to the audience is well deserved. We are, we're really focused on talking to people who are doing great things in the community. So when you hear Chris today, I hope that everyone that's listening to us, whether you're listening to us on your phone or you're listening to us in your place of business or place of work or wherever you are, that you take an opportunity to capture some notes in regards to some of the great things that Chris is undergoing and he's doing, because you will find some things that are really impactful. So with that being said, Chris, why don't you take a little bit of time and walk the audience here through some of the things that you're doing?
I do appreciate that introduction. It's very flattering. I am a director that's fairly new to Atlanta, actually. I came to Georgia at the end of 2014, beginning of 2015, in order to kind of start my career as a director and an independent filmmaker, both in commercials and in narrative. My experience is really in, I studied film in New York. Lived there for 8 years and worked in the industry, learned a ton, had the opportunity to work with some of my heroes, including Spike Lee and Ava DuVernay, and just a whole cavalcade of amazing film production people, cinematographers, directors, on and on, and brought all of that here to Atlanta in order to try to build something from scratch for myself. And I've been very grateful to the independent film community here in Atlanta for allowing me to do that. At the moment, as you started to mention there, Winston, we're collaborating on a gigantic project called Smilk, an Atlanta auteurs anthology and movie mixtape. which is a huge undertaking for everybody that's involved, but it's a particularly gratifying for me because it's an opportunity to really do something unique, both as a director, because I have a film, a short film, that is going to be, you know, an episode in the anthology, and I'm also functioning as essentially the head of production for the entire anthology, which is really rewarding because it's an opportunity for me to collaborate with all of the filmmakers that are a part of it.
Hey, Chris, can you
see them executed?
Hey, Chris, real quick, for a second. I think that our lovely Skype technology dropped out right when you were saying the name of the project that we're involved in. So maybe if you can say it again for everyone, that would be great.
Yeah, sorry. Which part did it drop out at?
At the name, the sour milk name. So you did a glowing way of introducing it.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. All right. So this gargantuan project is called Sour Milk, and an Atlanta auteur's anthology and movie mixtape, and it's basically a collection of short films, all on the subject of post-traumatic slave syndrome. By a different filmmaker, different writer, and all of us coming together as a collective to tell these stories that are really, that have the potential to be incredibly impactful, both within and outside of the African American community, by just extending the stories of what the experience is of having lived through generations and generations of chattel slavery in this country and the effects that it's had on everybody involved. So that's the biggest project that I'm involved in right now. My episode in particular is in post-production now, and you know, I'm excited to get that out there as well as all the rest. So yeah, that's the big fish at the moment. And in the meantime, I'm also working on writing a television series that I hope to executive produce. It's a series called The Exit Plan, which is currently in competition at the Macro Episodic Lab, which is a collaboration with Lena Waithe and Eva Longoria. So if I'm lucky enough to be a finalist, I'll have the opportunity to pitch the story to them and hopefully get the show developed and find a home for it. So yeah, there's a lot of balls in the air, but I'm excited about all of them. It's all really rewarding.
Yeah, I know you also did something recently with the movement around the election that occurred, and I think you did something associated with that. What was that again? Was that like a PSA or something along those lines you were doing?
Yeah. So obviously, this past midterm election was a very, very big deal. So I had the opportunity to direct a PSA, basically trying to get out the vote, and especially within the Black community. And, so I had the opportunity to work with a fantastic local Atlanta agency called Metrics Marketing that reached out to me in order to direct this piece. We had a lot of the folks from the Sour Milk Anthology were involved as well, both behind and front of the camera. And we made think something that I hope had a big impact on the turnout in the midterms this year. And it was, it's always gratifying to me to be able to make those kind of statements and to say something that to have an impact on my community and really make a difference. So that was a really fun and rewarding project as well. So I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, I tell you, I would probably attribute part of what you did to the fact that of all the midterms that I've been around, which has been quite a bit, it was the most or the biggest or the largest turnout I've ever seen. So I think there was a lot of amazing energy, and it ended up turning out well, for the most part, with a few notable exceptions, but it was pretty cool. So thank you for all your work with that.
Right.
So a question, and this is a question we ask of all of our people who join us, and I would love your perspective on it. And the thing that I also think is great is that everyone that we've had on the podcast so far has a unique one. And so this question is really focused on the creative community in Atlanta itself. And we really want to capture and garner your thoughts specific to that. Can you share with us just some of the ways you're feeling? And since you have a unique perspective of being here relatively short compared to many of us, in regards to the Atlanta creative community itself, can you give us some of your views on that?
Absolutely. I mean, what has impressed me the most about the Atlanta creative community is its diversity, both in terms of just culture and experience and discipline. Coming from New York, where, you know, it's also a very diverse culture, it is deeply rooted in here in the culture of the South, I think, and that is extremely unique globally. You know, New York is someplace that is well known for being a quote-unquote melting pot, where you get people from around the globe to come to be part of all kinds of creative industries there. But I think Atlanta is unique with respect to its placement as kind of the hub of the Southeast, and all of the deep-rooted culture that Georgia brings to the region. And you feel that you know with the influence that this city and this area has around the world. And you talk about Outkast, and you talk about, you know, Goody Mob and a lot of other Atlanta music artists that have had a huge impact on that industry. I think you see the same thing in other industries as well, whether it's, you know, fine arts or film, especially at this particular time with so much of the focus from Hollywood being put on Atlanta as a location to film at. It really is seeping into the soil here with respect to independent filmmakers. So you're seeing a lot of Southern culture and Southern experience seeping into the independent work that is coming out of this area because of some of the experience that has been gained on some of, you know, the bigger Hollywood sets. So yeah. You're really starting to see an amplified message coming out of this region that is very different from places like Hollywood or New York, and that's really impressed me a lot.
Wow. I tell you, that is really a great perspective. You know, when I think about myself and, you know, my perspective is one of, you know, I've spent half of my life here in Atlanta, and half of that half has been in the arts community or reigniting the arts, reintroducing myself to the arts community. And it's so fascinating to juxtapose that versus the growth of Atlanta's business community, because it's significant. They're both, you know, they're both significant at the same time. And to see how they can intersect with each other. And I think that's an important thing for us to think about. You know, I saw a stat recently that, right, you know, that Atlanta is like number 3 in job growth in the United States, but it's also number 1 in income inequality. So there's a lot of opportunity there, that's for sure.
Exactly, and that intersection is exactly representative of what I think you feel coming out of the country as a whole, and this is almost an epicenter of what that looks like nationally to a certain extent. And I feel like, you know, you're starting to see the rumblings of that within the arts community. I mean, it's on our minds all the time that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and I think that that's part of the conversation that's being had within the arts community with respect to the work that it is putting out. And I know that's certainly a part of what Sour Milk is doing with the work that all of our filmmakers are preparing to put together for this anthology, because there's no way around it. I mean, it's in every aspect of our lives now. So that type of inequality is not new, obviously, as we are all aware from the history of this country, whether it's going back to the Native Americans and through the slave trade. But it comes all the way up to today, and we have to talk about it in order to begin to heal from it and correct some of the wrongs that have been perpetrated on our citizens.
Yeah, you use a very powerful word there, and that's around healing. I think a lot of times people, when they hear that word, they discount it. But based on everything that's going on around us, including the income inequality, it's really a time for us to really focus on healing. So the project, the Sour Milk Project that we're involved in, to me is, you know, one of the most beautiful things that I think can happen. And we're starting to see it in everywhere else, right? We're starting to see people starting to really have a focus on things like suicide and pain and assault and the Me Too movement. All of these things are really a cry out saying, hey, we have to make sure that we're helping each other, especially when we're in distress.
Right.
You know, Chris, when you think about it, a question for you is that, based on your background and all of the things you've done to when you're coming up, who are some of the people that you kind of look to? What are some of the people that have helped you? Some of the people that you view as people that you look to or admire? Who are some of those individuals that exist out there? And they can be entertainment people or anyone in your life that's like that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, the first person that comes to mind with respect to this industry, the film industry in particular, is Spike Lee, just because he was the first real auteur that I identified with coming up, learning, studying film myself, even before I knew I wanted to be involved in the industry at all. You know, Malcolm X was the first black superhero in my mind, just because of how portrayed him in that film and the historic nature of how that film came about and the story that it was telling. I'd never seen anything like it. I'd never seen black people on the screen in that way, and that transformed the way that I thought about myself and my community from that day forward. So he's someone that I've always looked to, and like I said, I had the opportunity to work alongside him, and that shapes me as well as a filmmaker, just being able to watch him work and see how his mind works and how he works with his crew and his cast and so on. So, you know, he's been an enormous influence on me. But yeah, I mean, there are just so many amazing craftsmen that I've had the privilege to work alongside, including folks at Sesame Street. Like, that was another enormous kind of milestone in my career, being able to work with them over the years. When I was still living in New York, I was a camera assistant, and
Sesame Street. I don't think I've heard about that before. Tell us about that. How was that?
Yeah, that was just phenomenal. Yeah. So wow. a very good friend and mentor of mine is a cinematographer named Liron Kahanov. He now is the cinematographer on a show called The Madam Secretary. He brought me on to Sesame Street years and years ago when I was a camera assistant. And we would go all over the city, all over the five boroughs, filming kids talking to Murray, the character from the show, learning new words, things like that. And then I had the opportunity to work on the stage finally too as well, and you know, work alongside puppeteers who performed Big Bird and Elmo and Grover and all my favorites, like, you know, the characters that I grew up with. These are the people that taught me how to read.
Wow.
and I had the opportunity to work hand in hand alongside them, and even as a camera operator, work on an episode with Michelle Obama. And so, you know, that was another experience that completely changed the trajectory of my life and my career in terms of just being able to reach a level that I would never have imagined. So those opportunities are the kind of things that make me really grateful to be a part of this industry, because you just never know what's around the corner for you. And there's the way that I think about this industry now is that there's nothing but possibility. There's nowhere I cannot go. There's no height that I cannot reach. And as long as I'm on that journey, I want to bring as many people along with me as I can.
That is phenomenal. I knew a little bit about the fact that you were on Sesame Street, but I did not know about the Michelle Obama. That's amazing. That's really incredible.
Yeah, let me tell you, that was a fun week. I had a good time that week.
That is phenomenal. So Chris, it's been fantastic to have you. It's a question we ask everyone here, and one of the things that we're so focused on, and the reason why we created this organization, was, and we said it at the top, was really to make sure that every human being that listens to this says to themselves, I have a creative gift that's been given to me by God, or whichever God you follow, and so I should use it. And so with that being said, we'd love to get your view in regards to one bit or even two bits of thoughts and advice you would give to someone, or guidance you would give to someone who's either stopped being creative, have never thought about being creative, or doesn't know where to go next with their creativity.
Right, right. You know, I mean, the thing that I realize more and more, the more that I work in this industry and around other creative industries, is that we are all creative all the time, even if we are not really conscious of it. And when we give ourselves a moment to realize some of the creative decisions that we make in our everyday lives and give ourselves a chance to expand on them, then it opens up a world of possibility. And, you know, creativity can be, even in small ways, an incredibly powerful outlet for all kinds of things, whether it's stress, it could be depression, you know, it could be anything. Whatever is ailing you, whatever you are dealing with or grieving from, creativity can be a pathway to help you move forward. And that is something that has been a powerful tool for me. So I motivate myself by utilizing creativity as an engine for me to get to a new point in my life, whether it's getting past something or moving towards something that I want, just the goals that I have in my life, just to be happy and healthy and strong. Creativity is the thing that has allowed me to reach those goals on a daily basis, because it's completely in my control. You know, something that I think cannot be overstated, and it can be the simplest thing in the world if you give yourself moments, whether it's, you know, just writing, journaling, you know, like that's a creative act, because you are making a conscious decision what part of yourself you are going to commit to the page, whether it's just talking about what you make for dinner, you know, like that's creative too.
That's right.
All these things, if you allow them, can be pathways to creative outlets that can open doors for you in your life and in every part of your life.
Yeah, that point you made about journaling is interesting, because I had a chance to talk to someone recently, and they shared, I guess they perceived that I was being very productive and getting things done, and they asked me, so they said, well, how do you get all these things accomplished? And it took me a second to think about it and to what was that reason. And then I realized that the creativity that we espouse here, I personally started that by journaling. And I've been journaling for most of my life. And it's a way to get your thoughts clear. It's a way to give yourself some direction. It's a way to really understand what you're doing. So I haven't heard anyone share that. So that was such a unique piece of info. So I really appreciate you sharing this.
Absolutely.
Chris, we're going to put your info in the show notes in regards to ways to contact. But share with the people who are listening some ways they can contact you if they wish to contact you now.
Absolutely. Well, people can always find my work at my website, which is chrisanthonyhamilton.com. You can find me on Instagram. My handle's a little tricky. It's Flobie2K1, F as in Frank, L as in Lima, O or Y as in Yankee, the number 2, K as in Kilo, the number 1. You can find me on Facebook as well, Chris Anthony Hamilton. Email address is C as in Christopher, AnthonyFilm@yahoo.com. You can. I'm always happy to chat with folks about my experiences or give advice about how they can find inroads into this industry. Whatever you want to chat about, I'm always game.
That is great. You know, I am sure that there is a story associated with that Instagram handle.
I'll be very curious to know if anybody recognizes what that is a reference to.
Yes, now that you've said it, I'm going to have to put my thinking cap on and try to figure it out. So, Everyone, thanks. Everyone, we are so blessed to have Chris with us today. One of the things that we want to announce is that you've probably heard us announce that we're planning our first creativity mission trip here in the future, where we will be taking all of our board members and all of our volunteers, and we will be going to another place, not in the United States, and helping a group of people not only with their basic hierarchy of needs, things around water and food, but also around some of the creative things that we've all learned. So we're excited to get that together. So if you go to risingtidescharity.org, we would love to get your donations. You will see by Christmas of 2018 our specific goal amount on this. So we would love for you to participate for the audience that's listening. I'm also pleased to announce that we will be having our first retreat here in 2019, and we'll be having it around the second quarter in business terms, like Q2, so that'll be either around April or May, and you'll hear information about that before the end of the year. In that retreat, we will have some sponsors help us to facilitate our venue for that, but we will be introducing some of the disciplines that around creativity, whether it's public speaking, whether it's writing, whether it's acting. It'll be a weekend workshop where those who wish to participate can get that. And we'll also be talking about how you will overcome challenges in your personal life by using creativity. So look for more information on that. That retreat, we just conceived of it here recently with the board, and it is going to be phenomenal. So it's been great to have you, Chris. You're an amazing individual. Our friendship has gotten to the point where we can now casually rib each other appropriately in meetings, so that's good. So,
so. Well, thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure, man.
All right, thanks so much, everyone. Stay tuned. Check us out. We've got all of the ways you can contact us, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, our website itself, our email. There's many ways. We need your help in 2019. It's going to be a phenomenal year. We all deserve it. We all need to unleash and to turn green like the Hulk, but in a good way, where we're unleashing our creativity to the world. So thank you all for joining us. We would like to thank you for spending time with us on this message today. You can stay informed about the Rising Tides charity in several ways. You can go to our website at risingtidescharity.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @RisingTidesCharity. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RisingTidesCharity. You can also email us if you'd like to join our newsletter to join our community at info@RisingTidesCharity.org. You can subscribe to us on Podbeam or on iTunes. Please leave us any comments or messages. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to share with you those that are inspiring and using creativity to encourage and serve our community. Everyone, this is Winston, and we'll see you again on our next podcast. We love you all. Take care.